said, you want me to say something about Aiden? He just told me, he said, I have great reservations about your opponent. I have no reservations about you. Let me see if I can find some way to be additional help. Yes?
Mr. Buford on 9-0.
Tony.
Yes, sir.
I want to thank you for that nice note you wrote me in that editorial of Dick Amberg. I just called old Dick Amberg and told him I knew that he had some problems and I didn't want to try to get my hand up his dress, but I did want to thank him for writing a nice thing and told him you were mighty pleased and you were thrilled that he would say a good word for me anyway. And you'd sent me the editorial and he was just delighted and said that, well, he had some reservations about my opponent, but he had no reservations about me. But he'd just have to see, he'd look into it and see if he couldn't help a little more. So I just wanted you to know that I appreciate you thinking of me and looking after me as you always do. And some of the boys told me that they were with you, some up at the convention, the judge and others, and I was just terribly sorry I didn't get to see you. And they had me running crazy there, though, but I think we got by pretty well with it.
I told Dick Amberg that you, that's the one job that you and Trev Carter give me.
No, that's one of
them. He said, you mean that? And I said, yeah, the president asked me to see if the world, if you just couldn't tone down these editorials some. So he called me up to the hotel up at Hayden Hall and says, what do you think of this editorial? And I said, it's fine. He sat down and called it in.
Good.
And,
well, you did a good job, and I want you to know it. I'd written him, thanked him, and I'd called him, and I want you to know what I said, and you don't. But you just keep after it, and you're doing good work, and I'm mighty thankful. Senator Humphrey won't say a word to you, Tony. Just a second.
Hello there.
Yes, sir.
I'm here sitting with your good friend, the President. He's been.
Hello, Mr. Humphrey. Wonderful. I'm so glad to talk to you, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in St. Louis.
Well, I'm really looking forward to that occasion, too, and I hope in the goodness you'll just get around there so I can see you.
I'll be there. Don't worry. Don't worry, Mr. Vice President.
Well, thank you, and
ask the President if I can call Marchand.
What was that?
Is he gone? Has the President gone?
No, he's right here.
Let me ask you the question.
You bet, and I'll see you down in St. Louis.
See you in St. Louis, Mr. President.
And he surely was grateful for that letter of yours.
Well, thank you, Megan.
Just a minute.
All right, Tony. You still raising those old muley cattle?
Yes, I am. Can I call, did Marchand get an opportunity to talk to you?
Who?
The judge. Did he get a chance to talk to you?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Shall I call him?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Don't forget that you were here in South Missouri in 60. That's a pretty good omen. I don't wear a rabbit's foot or anything like that, but it might be that you just drop in. I've got a crowd here at the Bismarck Airport in 2 hours' notice, you know, 4,000 people.
Tell me, Tony, what does Missouri look like now?
Oh, I think we're all right. Coach Shapley has got a terrific image, but I think we're going to be all right. We've got a little trouble in southeast Missouri, and that boot hill where there's 11 counties is just like the old Mississippi.
Is that the governor, Republican candidate for governor? Who is he?
Some named Ethan Shapley. Hell, he was Gussie's lawyer, you know.
Yeah, I remember. He was down here once.
Don't you remember him? He was down there with Calhoun. Don't you remember that?
Is he going to win?
No, I don't think so. This little Hearns is worth at least 50,000 votes more than the guy that he beat. Everybody was on him, but everybody was on Bush except Sidney Solomon and myself. And it was confidentially, I've got the new governor and his wife eating dinner with Dick Amberg and his wife Sidney Solomon and his wife and Ann and I tomorrow night at Sidney Solomon's house. I'm trying to get Amberg to soften up even on him.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So, I'm doing everything I can.
I know it. You're wonderful. God bless you, and I'm grateful to you.
I'll be talking with you now.
Bye.
Bye.